I have took bought a piece of ham bone or something like that, and I've took my cornbread and not make it, have it so dry, mm-hmm. and roll it up and make little cornbread dumplings. They're good.
That sounds good. Well, now, do you make those with this, pretty much the same way you do cornbread?
Yeah, except don't have it thin. Uh-huh. Have it enough, no tight enough that I can roll it around, sort of like a good-sized marble.
And then how long, then do you boil those?
Yeah, so I boil them until they get done.
About how long does it take to cook them?
It don't take about 10 or 15 minutes to cook them.
Uh-huh. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Whole cake.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to ask you, what do you call those things that you were just describing that you boil?
Dumplings.
Okay. Now, let's see. Now, the hoe cakes, do you wrap them up in something? Are they wrapped up before they're put into the ashes? Or
no.
Just put them in plain old stuff?
And then when they get done, you take some clean water and wash them off, and then they're hot, they're dry on the outside.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay.
I have fixed it. I called it mush.
What do you call bread that's in loaves made out of white flour? This is the kind of bread that you buy in the store.
Well, I call them loaf bread or loaf homemade. I call it a loaf roll.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry that's about that big and it's got a hole in the middle and it's sweet?
Some kind of cracker?
Well, it's so I don't know, some people make these things with baking powder and some people make them with yeast, but at any rate they rise. Mm. And they're usually fried and they have a hole in the middle. What I'm thinking of is donuts.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever make those?
No, Mom, I never tried cooking.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever have them? I mean, do you?
I buy them.
Uh-huh.
But I've never tried cooking.
Okay. Oh, would you say the word for me?
Donut.
Okay. Now, I think you already answered this one, but I'll ask it again. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Bella cake.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Middling.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head?
Sash meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And how about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Yeah, some seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Would it be Peter?
Well, you know, there's some peaches the meat sticks to the seed, and some it comes free. Now, do you have different names for the two kinds of peaches?
One of the meat sticks to the seed, I always call it a plum peach.
Okay. And what about the other one?
Well, then the Alberta peach will just split open and come out.
Okay. Well, now, do you ever use that word plum peach?
No, but it ain't nothing around here now, as I know of. We used to have them when we lived down in Flatwoods. Mama used to have a little orchard, all kinds of fruit trees, but since it's sold out down there and so many is owned, it's not no fruit trees anymore.
Uh-huh. Well,